Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second. The second baseman, Sam Perlazzo. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting sixth. The DH, Craig Kuzick. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Wolf. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Gomez. Batting ninth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting second. The center fielder, Von Joshua. Batting third. The right fielder, Sixto Lescano. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Don Money. Batting fifth. The DH, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Travers. And now, play ball. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Perlazzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perlazzo hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew bunts towards third. Gantner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper bunts towards the mound. Golds fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cooper. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. Cooper steals second. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perlazzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cooper moves to third. One out. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano takes first base on ball four. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a pop-up towards short. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Cooper tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lescano. The throw from Borgman and he is out, Perlazzo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Joshua. Heil reaches second base with a double. Craig Kuzick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Travers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heil scores. It's Twins, 1, Brewers, 1. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wolf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Gold scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 1 in the game. Bostock strikes out. One out. Sam Perlazzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perlazzo is 0 for 1 in the game. Perlazzo hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford takes first base on ball 4. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wolford. The throw from Borgman and he is out, Gomez applying the tag. One out. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Heil. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0 for 1 in the game. Joshua is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 1 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Travers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 1 in the game. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Travers fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lescano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Brewers. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Money hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a line drive towards third. Wolf reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gomez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. Borgman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gomez moves to third. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-2 in the game. Bostock hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gomez tags and scores. Borgman tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's Twins, 2, Brewers, 2. Sam Perlazzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perlazzo is 0-for-2 in the game. Perlazzo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haney moves to third. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-for-2 in the game. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Gomez fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Haney and he is safe. Carew steals second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carew moves to third. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. Ford strikes out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-2 in the game. Cusick hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carew tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Twins. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heil. The throw from Haney and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0 for 2 in the game. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lescano takes first base on ball 4. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Money hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lescano moves to third. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gomez hits a pop-up towards the mound. Traver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Borgman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bostock hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner is called out on strikes. One out. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Jim Wolford. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk strikes out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick pinch hits for Larry Haney. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Charlie Moore now catching. Ed Kirkpatrick now playing left field. Sam Perlazzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perlazzo is 0 for 3 in the game. Perlazzo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kirkpatrick who is chasing the ball. Perlazzo reaches third base with a triple. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Perlazzo scores. It's 4-2, Twins. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 3 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Joshua who is chasing the ball. Ford reaches third base with a triple. Carew goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Twins. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Heil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ford scores. It's 6-2, Twins. Eduardo Rodriguez now pitching. Craig Kuzick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Heil moves to second. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cusick hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0 for 3 in the game. Wolf hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gomez hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Cooper bunts towards the mound. Golds fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Davis pinch runs for Cecil Cooper. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0 for 3 in the game. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Joshua for the out. Davis moves to second. One out. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Lescano hits a pop-up towards short. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wolf fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Davis now playing left field. Ed Kirkpatrick now playing first base. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Perlazzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perlazzo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Perlazzo takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Perlazzo moves to second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 3 in the game. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez misplays the ball. That's an error on Gomez. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 3 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perlazzo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up towards third. Wolf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.